Welcome to the dark and foreboding realm of cryptids, ghosts, and other mysteries known as the Within the Mist podcast. We are your guides through this shadowed world, Gary and Goldie Ann. Ready to delve into the world of the paranormal? Hello, Goldie Ann.
Hi, Gary.
Was that spooky enough?
No, but that was a really weird introduction.
Oh.
I'm just not used to it.
Okay.
I don't like change.
Well, I like change.
I know.
Speaking of change, Goldie Ann, did you know that there is now a group of apes that are starting a brand new company?
I don't know, but I saw them on the beach the other day riding horses.
Well, that might be connected to this business. It's the latest monkey business.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. These were apes.
Monkeys are apes.
No, these were big apes.
Are we talking gorillas?
Yeah, we're talking Planet of the Apes.
Oh, well, good.
No, wait. Don't tell me you've missed that.
I missed that.
It's all over the news.
Gorillas riding horses.
Yes, they didn't even tell anybody. They just showed up on the beach and rode through. It was a promotion for the upcoming Planet of the Apes movie.
Oh, so it wasn't real gorillas or
no.
apes. It was people dressed as gorillas and apes.
No. Once I said apes on horses, that should have given you.
Well, no, because even here in Florida, we have the rivers and stuff that you can, you know, kayak through that have monkeys jumping from the trees and stuff. So it's not impossible for a monkey to jump on the back of a horse and, you know, ride along the beach. So I guess it's feasible, okay. At least in my brain.
Obviously.
All right. I need help. Probably a lot of psychological help.
Probably, especially now.
Well, it ties into today's episode.
Okay.
Because it tells of violence, civil unrest, and terrifying creatures.
Yeah.
There are many reports of these cryptids, so today's episode is more of a dramatic combination of those stories.
Cool.
We are storytellers of cryptids, ghosts, and mysteries. We don't intend to scare our listeners on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just a little. Listener discretion is always advised. But first, a word from our sponsor. This is No April Fools. My first full feature novel is available now to own. In 1925, Dr. Ernest Bartles is summoned to the lush rainforest of Java. But now, as the sun sets, the people realize that they are the ones who need to be saved. A monstrous creature stalks them in the shadows, hunting Annie who dared to trespass on its domain. So now, a former military commander, a fierce native girl, and a timid bookworm must unite and confront their fears to save themselves and the rest of the island. One wrong move could mean the end for them all. Available now on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, or for free on Kindle Unlimited. Get your copy today to discover the thrill of the cry of the owl. Welcome back.
You know, if you really think about it, most people that probably listen to this podcast are more like me and don't get scared.
But I'm trying to be scary.
Oh, you're so pretty.
Anyways, let's move on to the depths of the Congo, Africa, where there are ancient artifacts and haunting remnants of illogical creatures. Amongst them are the skulls and with elongated jaws and hair samples from these unusual beings. Grainy photos and videos capture glimpses of a savage species of primates that dominates the land, a 6-foot-tall colossal ape with traits of both chimpanzees and gorillas. Villagers have two names for the apes in their forests: the tree beaters and the lion killers. The smaller chimpanzees are known as the tree beaters, as they chatter and play in the treetops with agile movements.
Meanwhile, there are larger apes, lion killers, that roam the forest floor with power and authority, making their presence known with ferocious roars. But what exactly are these colossal, formidable primates? Do they truly exist? And if so, where can they be found? Is this really possible that there are fierce enough apes out there that can defeat lions in the depths of the dense and impenetrable Congo rainforest? Well, join us today as we explore within the mists of the Congo to learn about the Billy apes.
So we're talking roars, not whoop whoops.
We're talking whoop, actual whoop, roars.
Whoop, whoop.
You do that very well.
I know.
I didn't know that they had many ape call lessons there in Wyoming.
No, that's a Sasquatch.
Oh, not really.
Whoop, whoop.
That's a Florida man. But let's go ahead and start with Chapter 1, Museum Skulls and the Legend. In 1996, a Swiss Kenyan photographer and conservationist named Carl Amon pushed open the heavy oak door of the Royal Museum for Central Africa in Belgium. His boots echoed on the polished marble floor as he made his way. His gaze cut through the ambient murmur and settled in the dimly lit corner where a collection of skulls beckoned with silent mystery. The air was thick with the scent of aged paper and dust, the kind that spoke of history and secrets long buried. As he approached, each step deliberate, his eyes traced the contours of the craniums that seemed to resonate with tales untold. Carl's fingers twitched, a primal urge to touch, to feel the cold bone against his flesh. But he held back, a mark of reverence for their solemnity. The skulls, which had been collected by Belgian colonizers near the town of Billy in the Northern Democratic Republic of Congo, was obtained about 124 miles east of the Ebola River.
Oh, dang, that's a name. Ebola?
Ebola, with an
A. Ebola, okay.
Now, these skulls were arrayed with an almost reverent precision, and they drew him closer. Their peculiar shapes, not quite human, not quite animal, whispered of a lineage forgotten by time. His breath caught at the sight, graying strands of his hair seemingly to bristle with the electricity of discovery. Carl leaned forward, the shadows playing across his rugged features, casting him as part of the tableau of curiosity and ancient wonder. "Remarkable," he murmured, barely a puff of sound in the hushed chamber. He studied the skulls, the conservationist in him cataloging every nuance, every abnormality. These were pieces of a puzzle begging to be solved, and Carl Amon had never been one to walk away from such a challenge. You see, the skulls were unlike anything that had ever been found before. There was an unmistakable mark of a Mohawk ridge of bone that ran down the center of the skull, which is reminiscent of a powerful gorilla. However, with further examination, it was clear that these skulls did not conform to the known specification of gorillas. Instead, their shape and size resembled more closely to that of a chimpanzee. So how could he have found a skull that was part gorilla and part chimpanzee?
That's a good question.
I thought so. This discovery was even more perplexing, considering that there are no records of gorilla populations inhabiting this region of the Africa where the skulls were discovered. It was a mystery that those who stumbled upon it begged to be solved. So with a hopeful heart and an adventurous spirit, Amon dared to venture into the uncharted northern regions of the Congo. His excitement grew with each passing mile, fueled by the possibility of a new discovery awaiting him. The lush greenery and diverse wildlife surrounded him, and he pressed on towards his goal. The air was thick with humidity, and the sounds of exotic creatures echoed through the dense jungle. This was uncharted territory, full of mystery and potential.
Ooh.
Amon could feel his pulse quicken as he pushed forward, determined to uncover what secrets lay ahead. Unfortunately, the relentless heat of the Congo had already taken its toll on Amon. His skin, once fair and clear, was now a patchwork of scars and sunspots. His hair, once thick and lustrous, was thinning and graying at an alarming rate. But none of this mattered to him as he ventured deeper into the northern regions. His mind was consumed with the possibility of a new discovery. He sought out the experienced local hunters, their faces weathered and lined with the knowledge of the land, and they eagerly shared their stories of the encounters with towering apes, powerful bodies draped in dark and gray fur, with piercing eyes that seemed to gleam with intelligence. The stories of these mysterious ape creatures said that they stood as tall as a grown man at 6 feet. They were said to walk on 2 feet with long, lanky limbs that enabled them to swing through the trees with ease. Their nests, hidden on the ground amongst the thick jungle foliage, resembled those of gorillas, but were often larger and more intricate. Despite their similarities to primates, these creatures possessed ferocious aggression and a reputation for being skilled at hunting.
I've never seen it, but I've heard that ape can really mess you up.
You have to remember that a chimpanzee, even though half the size of a man, is actually almost 4 times stronger than any man in existence.
Oh, wow. Didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, they possess incredible strength compared to human beings.
Mm.
That's why I can never understand why people would want one as a pet.
Well, a lot of times it doesn't end well.
Unfortunately, yeah, and the news kind of supports that. But what was most unsettling about these stories was that these apes seemed to have an apparent immunity to the poisonous darts that the villagers used, leading some to believe that they had supernatural powers. Or even more eerie were the stories of them howling at the full moon, frightening those who dared to venture into their territory.
Half werewolf, half ape.
I know, it does kind of
lead... It's a rougarou!
It kind of leads credence to these chimpanzees being werewolves, but Amon eagerly purchased photographs from the locals that showed proud hunters standing triumphantly next to massive chimpanzee-like apes they had killed. The images captured the brutal strength of both man and beast, frozen for all time.
Huh.
The massive size of these apes were evident in the way they compared to the humans that stood beside them. Even in death, the billy apes seemed as if they were able to break free from their two-dimensional prison. These were creatures of raw power and ferocity, with huge fangs that extended from their lips. Now, they were immortalized on glossy paper as a trophy for their human conquerors. Despite Amon's determined efforts, his mission to unveil or capture an elusive billy ape was met with disappointment. Though they managed to capture evidence of large chimp feces and footprints that rivaled those of a gorilla, there was nothing that gave conclusive proof that the mythical creature existed. So, defeated but not deterred, Amon returned from his expedition in Africa with nothing but determination still burning in his heart. The dense jungle had refused to reveal its secrets, but Amon would not give up the search for the elusive billy ape. Chapter 2. The World Takes an Interest. It was in the sterile room that fluorescent lights buzzed and flickered above as Dr. Shelley Williams leaned over the grainy satellite image of the jungle surrounding Billy. Its thick canopy loomed on the screen like a green labyrinth, begging to be explored. In the bustling research lab, her colleagues' voices blended in a low murmur, Each were sharing their own theories and stories about the elusive Billy Ape. The room was alive with excitement and curiosity, a swirling mix of folklore and scientific discovery surrounding these rare creatures. With a quick, excited jab, Kara Amon pointed to her at the shadowy figure caught mid-motion in an old photograph. "Look at this," he exclaimed, his voice full of wonder and determination. "Every legend is born from a seed of truth, and I believe it's time we uncover ours." Now the light of the room was washed over the image and casted eerie shadows across its surface. The figure in the photograph seemed to come alive in the and his blurred movements were frozen in time.
Yeah, it's just like the story of the, Bigfoot just changed to the Congo and an ape.
So perhaps this is the Congo's version of Bigfoot. There is a lot of similarities with Bigfoot stories and the Billy Apes.
Yeah.
The only difference is that the photographs that have been taken of the supposed Billy Apes actually do show a chimpanzee-like creature more than a Bigfoot-like creature.
Okay, good.
But to Carl, his eyes sparkled with excitement as he leaned closer, searching for any clues or hints that could lead them to their next adventure. This was their chance to finally unravel the mystery and discover the truth behind the legends that had always fascinated him, and they were not going to let it slip away. Mm-hmm. "Are we really doing this?" Dr. Williams asked, her skepticism belying the spark of excitement in her gaze. The spell was broken as a courier delivered a special envelope. Tearing open the envelope, the emblem of the National Geographic Society crowned the text. As the doctor read aloud the contents of the message, her voice grew steadier, surer, and each word etched deeper into their resolve. "Congratulations, Dr. Williams. We are pleased to inform you that your proposal has been accepted. Enclosed is a $20,000 research grant to fund your expedition to the Billy Forest."
Dang. Jackpot.
Well, I suppose that's some of the words that they said, but there was a collective gasp that filled the room, followed by a chorus of cheers and applause. Dr. Shelley's heart thundered against her ribs from the rush of triumph and the weight of responsibility that now rested on her shoulders.
That's pretty cool.
Within weeks, as the dense canopy of the Congo Forest engulfed them, Dr. Shelley Williams surveyed the formidable terrain that stretched endlessly before her team. They could hear the distant creatures echoing through the trees, a symphony of the untamed jungle. "All right, everyone, let's set up base camp here," Shelley commanded, pointing to a relatively clear area beside a meandering brook that promised fresh water. The team hustled and unloaded the gear from the banks of the sturdy vehicles that had borne them. Tents sprung up like mushrooms after rain, and the tables laden with equipment formed the heart of their temporary research hub. This thrilling, arduous expedition yielded a wealth of information, and over the months garnered attention from mainstream publications such as CNN, the Associated Press, and National Geographic. These outlets published sensational articles filled with vivid details about the elusive Bondo apes, which was another name for the Billy Apes. And they captivated readers with tales of adventure and discovery in the depths of the jungle. It seemed as if everyone was expecting that the next report would be the discovery and proof that these apes existed. Now, Dr. Shelley was able to report that the mighty creatures were said to have a flat, almost human-like face, with a straight brow like that of a gorilla. Their fur, which started out black, would turn a mottled gray as they aged, adding to their already intimidating appearance. Some would nest on the ground, while others perched low in nearby branches, creating a diverse and formidable community. they seemed to control the trees and the jungle. They had a distinct, haunting vocalization that echoed through the night, kind of like a mournful howl that reached its peak under the full moon's light before fading into the darkness again. The mysterious ape, she argued, would potentially be a groundbreaking new species yet undiscovered by the scientific community, perhaps a missing link between ape and man. Alternatively, they could have been a distinct subspecies of chimpanzee, or even a rare hybrid resulting from the union of gorilla and chimp DNA. The possibilities seemed endless as she delved deeper into her research, determined to uncover the truth behind these enigmatic creatures. Sadly, in 2005, Dr. Williams suffered a devastating injury that left her paralyzed and unable to continue her vital role in the Billy Ape story.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't give any details. It kind of just focuses on her role with the Billy Ape and not on her individually.
Ugh.
But yeah, it was a sad end to her exploring or trying to identify the Billy Ape.
Horrible.
Well,
can you imagine your life's work kind of just go down the drain because you can't do it anymore?
Well, and that's exactly kind of what happened, because as she stepped out of the picture, so did the flurry of sensationalized headlines about the mysterious giant apes in the depths of the Congo. It seemed that without her discoveries or without her input, people's interest in the giant apes dwindled. The once thriving buzz surrounding their existence dwindled to a mere whisper, overshadowed by the heartache of losing such an integral member of the team who sought to uncover their secrets. But that's not the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 3, Skepticism and a Continued Interest. Skepticism rippled through the community as they listened to the strange claims of the Billy Ape. But the subsequent expedition would shatter their doubts and change the beliefs forever. It seems that, undeterred by the challenges, Amon still diligently raised funds and tirelessly sought out scientists and volunteers to join in his effort. Together, they would embark on a journey to the uncharted depths of the Billy Forest again and again. It seemed that the lush green canopy above was alive with chatter and rustling as curious eyes peered down at the newcomers. Cleve Hicks, a dedicated researcher from the University of Amsterdam, joined the watch for 18 months, gathering data and unraveling the mysteries of the elusive Billy Apes since 2004. Hicks would gather a team of local trackers and set out to solve the mystery once and for all. With these locals, he was able to go through treacherous terrain and thick underbrush, much like the explorers in the famous Tarzan movies. They would hike through the Billy Forest for weeks at a time, enduring harsh conditions and sparse provisions. Often, they would camp under the fruit trees and makeshift shelters, allowing them to spot the elusive apes when they came to feed in the morning. Despite taking necessary precautions, Hicks fell ill with malaria a staggering 25 times throughout his journey in Africa.
Good God.
The jungle don't play.
No.
But the relentless pursuit of answers had taken its toll on him both mind and body, but Hicks remained determined to uncover the truth. And his diligence paid off. The team's most striking and unexpected discovery came after days of hearing of a group of chimpanzees calling out from a specific location. With his team of locals, Hicks traveled towards the sound and cut through the underbrush. When they finally ventured closer to investigate, they were met with a shocking sight. It was a chimpanzee-like creature feasting on the remains of a leopard. The scene was both mesmerizing and eerie as the chimp sat amongst the bones and scraps, its primal instincts taking over as it devoured its unlikely prey. As Hicks examined the scene, he couldn't help but wonder if this chimpanzee had been the one to bring down the formidable predator. Either way, this rare find only added to the ape's notorious reputation for hunting and consuming even the king of the jungle, solidifying their place at the top of the food chain in these African forests.
Wow. It's kind of impressive.
It would be for a chimpanzee to actually hunt down and be able to kill a leopard.
Yeah.
What we have found in this completely new chimpanzee culture, said Mr. Hicks, is that it seemed that not only were the billy apes different from other primates in size, but also in behavior. And so, for months, he and his researchers had only caught fleeting glimpses of the elusive animals or captured grainy images of them through the use of camera traps. Hicks used his in-depth knowledge of the local terrain and behaviors to maneuver closer to the creatures than anyone had ever done before and capture breathtaking photographs of them in their natural habitat. The team painstakingly placed motion-detecting cameras throughout the jungle, determined to capture the elusive images of the billy apes. And after days of patient waiting, they were finally rewarded with crystal-clear footage of these mysterious creatures. Unfortunately, the details are not clear enough to break the difference between a chimpanzee and a larger, more unique billy ape. In addition, thorough DNA testing confirmed that the ape samples that they had brought back were indeed chimpanzees and not a new species that some had speculated. But what truly fascinated Hicks was the unique behavior and the immense size observed in these chimps, behaviors never before seen in any other chimp community.
Wow.
So it seems that the billy apes were chimpanzees, but of a larger size and different attitude. The mystery may have been solved, but it only opened up a whole new world of questions and wonders for Hicks, Amon, and their team to explore. Curiosity was piqued when one of their experienced tractors mentioned a fabled land out west, which was known to the locals as the Magic Forest. It was said to be a special place surrounded by lush jungle and inhabited by the fearless billy apes. But to reach this hidden paradise, the researcher would have to endure a grueling 2-mile journey through the treacherous terrain, which included crocodile-infested rivers and dense vegetation without any trails. But upon arrival, the men were met with a surprising sight. What they claimed to be a billy ape approached them and showed no signs of fear towards humans, unlike the regular chimpanzees.
They're going to kill him?
Well, these creatures seemed almost welcoming, and it was a rare encounter, a glimpse into the world untouched by human interference. According to Hicks, the billy apes have a distinct and fascinating culture that he likes to call their smashing culture.
It's smashing.
Well, it's a little different than that because it's a primitive yet effective method of problem solving that they use in their daily activities. As he explored the forest, Hicks frequently came across evidence of this behavior. Hundreds of scattered and broken snail shells and hard-shelled fruits indicate their use as a source of sustenance. Smashed. Not only that, but he had also observed these intelligent apes would lift and carry termite mounds to large rocks and use those as tools to break open the insect-filled meals. Using an intelligence on one occasion, Hicks even stumbled upon the remains of a turtle, its shell cracked and smashed, undoubtedly the work of the powerful billy apes. Such displays of intelligence and resourcefulness only serve to intrigue further and amaze researchers in studying these elusive creatures. Just how smart are chimpanzees? And how smart are these billy apes? Now, in contrast to other chimpanzees across Africa, the billy apes have evolved an extraordinary method of fishing for ants, using sticks that measure 2.5 meters in length, and they showcase their impressive size and strength. And despite the presence of ferocious predators like lions, leopards, and golden cats in the area, the Bali apes have no qualms about sleeping in nests on the bare ground, unafraid of the other predators.
Dang.
Well, their confidence stems from the reputation as lion killers, and some of these predators even fear them due to their aggressive nature. In fact, they are often hunted down and killed for food, making them an intimidating force in the wild.
Hunting them for food?
Yes. So apes would be hunting lions and leopards for food purposefully.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Did I not make that clear?
No, I thought you meant that people were hunting the apes for food. Like, oh. What the hell? Gross.
Well, it does happen in the Africa. Some of the African tribes, would you do that? I mean, there's a really horrifying and amazing scene in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom where they have chilled monkey brains.
Ew.
Yeah, that's exactly how the characters reacted when they were served that.
Well, I guess that's a thing.
There's a lot of things that are we do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in modern culture, we have always had a fascination with intelligent, larger, man-like apes. Just like you mentioned, the Planet of the Apes franchise of movies is proof of that. And there's even a terrifying movie called Congo, in which a group of humans are entering into the darkest regions of the Congo, and they discover a treasure-protected group of intelligent and hyper-aggressive gorillas.
Isn't Sigourney Weaver in that?
No.
Oh.
But Bruce Campbell is, briefly.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Does he say groovy, baby?
I don't think he lasts long enough to say that.
Oh.
So in closing, Goldie, what do you think of Billy Apes?
They're terrifying.
I would agree.
But they've been nothing other than a species of ape. They're not like cryptid type.
Well, okay. Cryptid means an undiscovered animal.
Right.
Case in point, the okapi used to be a cryptid. The platypus used to be a cryptid.
Right.
They're normal animals, non-magical and things like that. They just have, science hasn't proven that they exist yet. So, yes, Billy apes just have not been proven to exist yet.
Okay.
And in breaking them down to the smallest portion, they seem to be chimpanzees that are larger than normal and more intelligent than normal.
Heard.
The precarious fate of the Billy ape does hang in the balance, however, teetering on the edge of uncertainty and extinction, even before we discover them. The current state of affairs is far from promising, as the absence of a strong central government has led to rampant independence and lawlessness in conservation efforts in the Congo. This area has been known to have infighting and small wars over the decades. The catastrophic reality casts a dark shadow over any hope of actually discovering the true nature of these elusive creatures. And without proper protection and support, it's going to be impossible to unravel the mystery surrounding the Billy ape and their survival in this tumultuous region. So, before we end this episode, I want to remind you that we are active on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, and we would be thrilled to hear of your opinion about the Billy apes. Don't hesitate to share your stories and opinions with us. You can reach us on our email at withinthemistpodcast@gmail.com for any of you who would like to share. We really hope you enjoyed our story about the Billy apes. Come back next week for more about cryptids, ghosts, and other mysteries. In the meantime, watch the jungle for man-sized apes and remain constantly curious. Goodbye, everybody.
See you guys.